All right, they say I'm alive. Well, good morning and greetings in Jesus' name. When Jerry called me, I was thinking I was just going to share for a little bit, so it will be just a little bit. And it's kind of a continuation of last Sunday. Last Sunday was our theme was brotherly love, and that's what we want to look at. There is a secular song, I know this is going to date me, but it's too bad. It's, "What's Love Got to Do with It?" And I want to just let you think about that. What's love got to do with it? And we're going to come back at the end and see what love's got to do with it. If you would, you can turn to 1 John 4. I'm going to read that again. Start out there. And if I can find my notes here. First John 4, we'll start at verse 7 through verse 21. "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love." I'm going to actually stop there for just a second. I want to bring in another point. In 1 John 1 through 5, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and He was in the beginning with God. All things that were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made." God is love, and that's an embodiment. I don't know if we can wrap our mind around it as mortal beings. God is love. For us, love is a choice. We have to choose to love, and there's some days we don't feel like loving, and some days we can be very, very unlovable as humans. And so for us to try to wrap our minds around that God is love. Last week I'd given some definitions on love. I'm not going to pull that up this week. But for me, I was just trying to wrap my mind around love. And I'm not probably the most lovable person sometimes. And I can show a lot of emotion, but that's not love. Love is an emotion sometimes. Love is a feeling sometimes. But sometimes we have to love when we don't feel like loving. And that's hard for us to sometimes wrap our mind around when we have all these things in life coming at us, and people aren't always lovable. Sometimes I'm not lovable. And so that was for us, love is a choice because we are selfish. We focus on ourselves more than we focus on others. And it's a decision we have to make, is to look out and look at who is hurting around us. Who is maybe on an island, maybe they're having a bad week. We don't know. And that's why we need to be in tune with the Spirit of the Lord Because that is the embodiment of love. God is love, and if we're in tune with God, He's going to be able to lead us and show us people that maybe need a text. Maybe they just need a phone call. But are we open to that? Are we so in love with God that we are that connected that we can feel that? Or that we can sense, you know, God says, hey, you know, Weston needs a text. Maybe Weston's having a bad week. Or maybe Jerry's having a bad week. And do we have that connection that we know when to reach out to somebody? Back to 1 John 4. We'll pick up here. At verse 9. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent His only Son into the world that we might live through Him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but God loved us and sent His Son to be a propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in Him, and He in us, because He has given us His Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, God abides in Him, and He in God. So we have come to know and to believe the Son to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this, love is perfected with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment. Because as He is also, we are, because He is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. We love because He first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he does not love his brother. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, who he has not seen. This commandment we have found, we have from him. Whoever loves God must also love his brother. So point number one is, love one another. And that's the embodiment of God. God is love. And for us to be able to reflect that back, we have to have a live relationship with God. It can't be dead. It has to be progressing. If a relationship's not moving forward, it's moving backwards. And we have to work at it. We're not God, unfortunately. Or thankfully we're not God, because we serve a God who has everything under control. We don't. We need to rely on God. Because God is love, and that's where our strength is from. If we get wrapped up in ourselves and think that we have the answers, then there's no need for God. Because, let's go back, God is love, and He is the answer. God holds all the answers. But we get caught up in ourselves, in our own selfish ambitions, our own selfish desires. And we think love is this or that. And it's not always that way. In John 13:34 and 35, says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another." So how are people going to know if we're his disciples? If we're at each other's throat, trying to tear each other apart? It says if we love one another. By this. Point number two is really simple. We are to love one another. I didn't write down the reference, but there, I think it's in Peter. It said, "Love covers a multitude of sins." And with that, having love, it does cover a multitude of sins. But that doesn't mean we go out and sin willfully. But that gives us some leeway. And Hebrews 13:1 says, "Let brotherly love continue." And I was talking with my wife and talking about love, and I said, you know what, just because it says we're to love everybody, but that doesn't necessarily mean I like everybody. People, I mean, some people annoy you. Some people just, they're too much like you, and you may not like them, but that doesn't mean that if they call you up in the middle of the night, you're not willing to help them out. If they call you in a time of need, that you're not willing doesn't mean you don't love them. Just because you don't like somebody maybe rubs you wrong, doesn't mean you don't love them. You can still love them, but they're not somebody that you're going to hang out and you know, socialize with on a daily basis. But that doesn't mean you don't love them. And that's, sometimes we think, well, we got to be lovey-lovey with everybody. No, people, we all have different personalities. We all have different views. And that doesn't mean that we're always going to get along 100%. But that doesn't mean that I don't have to love you. We have to love everybody. Doesn't mean we love the sin, but we love the sinner. Doesn't mean we don't have differences. We're going to have differences. People have been having conflict from the beginning of time, but that doesn't mean we don't have love. In John 15:12, again, this is the commandment of Christ. This is the commandment that you love one another as I have loved you. And I keep going back to it, but God is love. And that is where we have to base our love on, is knowing that to know love, we have to know God. Because if we don't know God, how can we love? Because God is the embodiment of love. And that's point number three is pretty simple, is love one another. We are commanded over and over again, all through the New Testament, even in the Old Testament, which we are to love. And we have to remember to put aside our selfish ambitions, because a relationship cannot work when we view ourselves more important than the other person. And that's easier said than done sometimes, but that's what we are commanded to do, is that, and that's love one another. And for our church to grow, we need to love one another. Because if the world looks in and says, what's all the bickering and fighting about? What's going on with Shiloh? We're not going to attract the world. We're not going to attract people from the outside if we don't show love. So, what does love have to do with it? It has everything to do with it. Brotherly love especially. Hollywood has its own definition of love. And I don't recommend looking to Hollywood for a definition on love. Because I think we have some really good examples of love in the Bible. We've been looking at them this morning. As I studied and looked, and there's so much to be said about love, but the message is simple. We are to love one another. Because if we don't love God and show His love, then the answer is pretty clear. I may sing too loud, I may dance too much, or just plain annoy you to death. But at the end of the day, will the world know that I am Christ's disciple? That's what matters. At the end of the day, will the world know that I am Christ's disciple? And to me, nothing else matters. We're only here for a little while. And the most important thing at the end of the day is, does the world know that I'm Christ's disciple? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. God, we thank you for your word. God, we thank you that you are love. And God, that you have given us many examples in your word. God, we just pray that we would look to you to be our greatest example of love, the only example of love, God, and that we would be able to look at each other and be able to display that love, even though we may annoy each other. We may rub each other wrong. We may not have the same views on everything. But God, we are commanded to love one another. And we thank you, God, that you give us the power through your Spirit to love as you have loved us, God. And we thank you for that. Just pray, God, that you would just continue to go with us, be with us this week, and we'll give you the praise. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.